My beloved in Christ, let us go on and marching on to Zion, beautiful and beautiful city.
像弟兄姐妹，让我们一起来前进往锡安山去。
As we come to the presence of God, let us read His word, and from His word, we shall be greatly blessed.
我们到神的面前来，我们来读神的话语，让神的话语丰富的祝福我们。
This morning, our mind and heart will be concentrated especially on the disciplines of worship and fellowship.
今天早上我们特别思想到我们敬拜的操练跟交通的操练。
So there are a few passages chosen for us to read.
我们要读几段经文。
First passage is from Deuteronomy in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Old Testament, chapter 6, verses 4.
我们先读《生命记》第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
生命记六章四节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart.And you shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
生命记六章四到九节，以色列啊，你要听。耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
The second passage is from the New Testament, the book of Matthew.Gospel according to the Matthew or Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22.
我们在读马太福音第二十二章
verses 37 up until 39 or 40.
我们从三十七节读起到四十节。
And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment."And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets.
马太福音二十二章三十七节，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其实也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。”
And then we turn to the Paul's epistle.First of all, we should read Ephesians chapter 4, which we have already studied in our group Bible study last Bible study session, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7.
我们再读以弗所书的第七章一到七节。
第四章。
对不起，以弗所书四章一到七节。
I would like all of us to read together, either in English or Chinese or whatever version you have.
我们同声来读。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing forbearance to one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit,Just as also we were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. And finally, we should read Philippians chapter 2.
我们再读腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Then we will read particularly, well, from verse 1 through 10.
我们从一节读到十节。
I'm sorry, through 11.
读到十一节。
So also we should read all together.
也同声来读。
If therefore there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Have this attitude of yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let us pray. Father, how grateful we are as we come to thy presence. We are grateful for thy precious truths. May the Holy Spirit will set forth thy word with convicting and convincing power, so that we might be edified, warned, comforted, and taught. 亲爱的恩主，我们感谢你，在早晨的时候，我们就恭敬来到你面前，愿意领受你的话。但愿圣灵将你的话解开来，发出亮光来照亮我们，好叫我们每一个人得以通达，得着安慰，得着激励，得着教导，也得着你所给我们的激励。主啊，我们仰望你，求主你亲自的向我们施恩，引导我们，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名，阿们。Worship and fellowship are disciplines of grace for our spiritual growth.
敬拜跟交通也是我们在恩典里面的一种操练，让我们可以长进。
Worship, as we have mentioned, means worship.We put worship as great priority or highest priority in our daily life.
我们也提到过，敬拜是在我们生活里面最有价值的一件事情。
I believe this is our value system. We really value the importance of worship individually and corporately.
我想，自然是我们的一个价值体系。我们珍惜我们个人的，我们整体的敬拜。
We must be alone with God, face to face with God, in order to have a real, intimate.Close and vital relationship with God.
我们需要单独花时间来面对神，跟他一个很亲密的、很生动有力的一个关系。
Personal devotion is a must. We must have our individual and personal devotion every day, moment by moment, because we should keep close contact with God, our Father.
个人敬拜呢是一个必须，是我们每一天一定需要有的，跟神的一个亲密的关系。
We should have a discipline of solitude, so that we should be alone with God.
我们需要操练独处，我们可以花时间单独跟神在一起。
We should have a discipline of the meditation, so our mind and heart might be in tune with God.
我们必须操练啊，梦想，好像我们的心思可以跟神能够一起。
And we should cultivate the art of listening quietly in the presence of God.
我们必须操练在安静当中来听清神话语的一个训练。
And then we go on to pray. For us to pray is really to converse with God.And to pour out our heart in the presence of Him.
我们进而进一步的祷告，来到我们主面前，向他倾心吐意。
And we should have a discipline of study, because the mind should be renewed in order to be transformed and transfigured in the glory of God.
那我们也要来在研究上来操练，让我们的心意可以更新而变化，可以荣耀神。
I believe our individual and personal devotion must be developed.Into the family situation.
然后我再提到我们个人的那种灵修必须进到家庭的光景里面。
I believe that family altar is also one of the disciplines of grace.
我想家庭的祭坛呢是一个恩典的操练之一。
And then we can develop into the church family situation because in church we should worship together, enjoying God's presence.
那么在进到那种教会的大家庭里面，我们在神的同在的时候，我们来敬拜神。
Last night we have read one passage that is one of the most important passages in the Old Testament, that is in Exodus chapter 19.
昨天晚上我们读到出埃及记十九章是一个很重要的经文。
It was the God's revelation to Israel in the wilderness of Sinai.
是神在旷野西乃旷野时候向以色列百姓显现。
It was a revelation of grace because God shows His mercy and love to His chosen people.
那是一个恩典的一个启示，因为神向他的百姓们显明他的爱跟慈爱。
But divine grace,
神圣的恩典
is conditional because if we obey His voice, if we keep His commandment, and then.We should keep His covenant, then we should be His own chosen people.
恩典呢是有条件的，就当我们听和顺服他的时候，我们才被拣选成为他的子民。
And Israel as identified as the kingdom of priests.
然后以色列百姓被称为是祭司的国度。
Everybody in Israel should be a priest.
每一个以色列民都是一个祭司。
A priest is to worship.
祭司呢是要敬拜的。
A priest is to sacrifice.
祭司呢是要牺牲的。
献祭的，
要献祭的。
A priest is to teach.
祭司是要教导的。
A priest is to heal.
祭司是要医治的。
A priest is to bring people to God to witness.
祭司是要把人带到神的面前，要来见证。
And Israel as a priestly nation must be a missional nation to bring salvation, the message of salvation to all over the world.
那祭司是一个见证的，要把救恩传扬给全地的人。
Israel must be a light to the nations in Isaiah chapter 42.
那以赛亚书当中，以色列国必须是一个万国中的一个光，
万方的光。So that we must understand that the priestly function is very, very important for us to understand and to assume and to claim.
所以祭司的一个职分呢是非常要紧，让我们可以明白、可以担当、可以
去靠的。And therefore, the Peter the apostle, even in his epistle, mentioned that we have royal priesthood.
彼得也看是我们有荣耀君尊的祭司。
And therefore we must take up this office and try to be faithful in performing this office.
所以我们必须要担起这个责任来实际上来做这样一个职分。
In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses was commanded to teach Israel the following words.
在圣经里面神要以色列教这些事情。
Hear, O Israel, what we have read. Hear, O Israel.
这哦以色列啊，听。
Here, the word here means to obey and to trust. Trust and obey, for there is no other way.
那听乃是一个听从，因为除此之外没有其他途径。
Here in Hebrew words is shema, S-H-E-M-A. That is some kind of confession, and this is some kind of form of prayer, which has been repeated over and over again down through the ages.
那这个听这个字也是一个忏悔，一个需要重复一再重复的一个事情。
And this is very important. Even now, among the Jews, will repeat.Repeatedly.
就这样，在今天的话，犹太人他们仍然重复这句话。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one.
哦，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
Actually, the word of the Lord is Jehovah, or now our translation is rather Yahweh, Yahweh God, because the word Jehovah means the covenant God of Israel. God made covenant with Israel.
耶和华这个意思乃是那以色列立约的神。
Because Israel should be formed as a covenant community.
因为以色列乃是必要成为一个有约的一个社区。
The Israelite is the covenant people.
以色列乃是一个有约的一个百姓。
And they must have a sense of community.
所以那种团契的感觉。
And they must have a mutual acceptance and a fellowship.
他们要能够相互的接受，相互的团契。
And they must understand that God is only one God. That is very important.
他们必须知道，只有一位神是非常要紧的。
Because the oneness of God, the oneness of our faith, is so very important in our understanding.
因为独一的主在我们的了解里面是那样的重要。
Perhaps you remember in Exodus chapter 20, the first commandment said, "Beside God, there's no other God beside God."
我们记得在十诫里面第一诫提到说，除我之外没有别的神。
Oh, that is a very rich connotation. If we do try to do some exegesis, we understand the word beside could have a different interpretation or translation.
那么这个除这个意思在那个意义里面有很深的意义，有很多不同解释。
It could be beside, it could be behind, it could be against.
那个可以是在旁边、在后面，或是相对的这一问意思。
Well, the real importance is that we must emphasize the oneness.The singleness or the uniqueness and distinctiveness of God.
重要是我们必须强调那个我们的主是独一的。
One and many, that is a great difference.
第一跟很多是有很大的差别。
Oh, well, singular in English is just one, but two up to millions are plural.
一就是一，然后二到几百万的话都是复数。
So that is a great difference between singularity and plurality.
所以单数跟复数有很大的差别。
So we must have a singleness in our mind and heart because we only believe in one God and we have only one purpose and our lives have only one goal, oneness. The oneness really means our concentration of purpose and goal in our life.
所以必须我们的心意必须单纯，因为我们只相信一位神，我们的生活目标只有一个目标。
And that is so very important that we cannot afford to neglect.
所以那是那样的重要，我们不能够忽视。
God is one.
主是一位。
The oneness in our life.
在我们生命里面就是一个。
This is the only purpose, only goal, only objective in our life.
这是我们生活里面唯一的一个目的，一个目标。
And this is a great priority in our life.
这是我们生活里面一个最重要一个重要性。
And we must put the first thing first.
我们把必须把第一的事情摆在第一位。
And we must put the proper place in our life.The experience of worship.
所以必须把我们的那种敬拜经验摆在一个适当地位里面。
And therefore, we must understand that only the Lord is the only goal in our life.
所以必须了解我们的主是我们生活里面唯一的一个目标。
That is exactly the meaning of our worship.
那是我们敬拜的主要的意义。
In our worship experience, our mind and heart are so single in the sense that we only worship one God.
我们在敬拜的时候，我们心是那样专一，只是在敬拜神而已。
No distraction.
没有任何的吸引
，only concentration，
只有集中
；no diversity，
没有分散
；only unity，
只有合一。
Because the unity of God is so very clear in our Bible，
因为在圣经里面，神的合一是那样的清楚。
Now to worship God is to practice the presence of God。
那敬拜神也是操练神的同在。
This is very important because we must have a sense of awesomeness and reverence。
是那样的重要，以致我们在敬拜时，我们需要那样有敬畏的感觉出来。
You remember Moses in wilderness experience.
你记得摩西在旷野的经验吗？
He saw the vision of God.
他看见神的异象。
Well, actually, he saw the vision of burning bushes.
就是看一个焚烧那个荆棘而已。
The bushes were burning.
荆棘在焚烧。
But was not consumed.
但是没有销毁。
It means that God is love, but also just.
能提到神的爱，神的公义。
You remember in the book of Hebrews said God is a consuming fire, consuming to destroy.
就是这样说，神乃是烈火，会销毁一切的。
The justice of God is just to destroy the sinners and sins.
神的公义会来毁灭那种罪。
However, God's love is like a fire, burning and burning and never extinguished.
但是神的爱也像火一样，一直的焚烧，不会停止。
And then Moses was so excited and was so overwhelmed with the greatness of God.
所以摩西对那样神的伟大那样的震撼他。
And he heard the voice of God, Moses.And Moses, like a double knock on the door, and he was sensing the presence of God.
那神是那样，摩西是那样的震撼，他真是感觉到神的同在。
And then he came forward, and he heard the voice of God.
他在往前进的时候，他听到神的声音。
God told him to take off your shoes or remove your sandals, for the place where you are standing is the holy ground.
神要他把他的拖鞋。脱掉，因为你所站的地方乃是圣地。
God must let him have the sense of awesomeness.
所以神使摩西有那种敬畏的感觉。
Yesterday I have mentioned the experience of Jacob in the place of Bethel.
所以我们提到雅各在伯特利的那种经历。
And he realized that well, everywhere with the presence of God is the holy ground, and he must have a special feeling and sense of awesomeness and reverence.
他认识到每一个神同在的地方都是一个圣地，他必须在那个地方有一种敬畏神的感觉。
And before God had ever given the command to Moses, first of all, God must let Moses have the sense of reverence. That is the first step in our worship experience.
所以同样在神给摩西律法以前，他先让摩西对神产生敬畏的感觉，那是我们在敬拜中应该同样有的。
In the experience of Joshua, when he went to the land of Palestine.
当约书亚进入巴勒斯坦地的时候
，You remember he brought the people of Israel up the crossing the Jordan River.
我们记得他带领以色列百姓越过约旦河。
And immediately they are facing the warfare situation.
他们立刻面临战争的状态。
And Joshua was perplexed and was puzzled that he did not know what to do.
约书亚是那样的困扰，他不知道该怎么样来做才好。
And suddenly he saw there was a man with a drawing sword standing in front of him.
他看到有一个人，他带一把刀站在他面前。
And he was afraid, and he did not know how to speak to him.
他很担心，他不知道该怎么样来跟他讲话。
And then he asked that man, saying, "Well, are you for us or against us?"
然后耶稣问那个人说：“你是在我们这边的人，还是在反对我们的呢？”
And that man said, "I am the commander in chief in Jehovah's army."
那个人说：“我乃是耶和华军队的元帅。”
And then Joshua asked him about the battle, about the strategy, and saying, "Now, what should we do? Or could you have special command for me to obey and for me to follow?"
然后耶稣也问他说：“那我应该怎么样来打这个战争？应该做什么样计划？我怎么样应该怎么样顺从你呢？”
But that one has no interest in discussing with him about strategy.
就是那个人对这样一种策略没有什么兴趣。
First of all, he just told Joshua, "What did he say?"
他对耶稣怎么说呢？
Remove your sandals, for the ground, for the place where you were standing is holy.
脱去你的鞋子，因为你所站的地方乃是圣地。
I do hope that each one of us have this kind of awesome feeling, the sense of reverence.
我真巴不得我们每一个人都有这样一种敬畏的感觉。
Because this is so very important.
也是那是那样的重要。
The sense of holy.
让圣洁的感觉。
If you have time, I would suggest you read one book.By Rudolf Otto, O-T-T-O, a German scholar, wrote a very good book called The Idea of the Holy.
如果你有空的话，希望你读一本书，是 Rudolf Otto 写的书，就是关于圣洁的那个意义。
He emphasized very much that we must have a sense of the holy.
他很强调我们那种神圣的感觉。
You remember in Genesis chapter 1 and 2,Where there are great difference talking about God's feeling, God's own feeling.
如果我们读创世纪一章二章的话，那边有很大差异关于神的感觉。
You remember in chapter 1 when God created many things and God said, "It was good, it was good." And then He said, "It was good and good," means it was very good after He created human beings.
在第一章里面那边提到神创造事情以后，这都是好的。那在创造人的时候，这是非常好的。
Then at the beginning verses of chapter 2,God sanctifies the day. Make that day as a day of worship. To worship is not only good, but holy. From good to holy is our life experience.
然后在第二章开始的时候，那边神赐福给第七日，把它定为圣日。
And therefore we should worship on definite day with different form and with definite hour, in definite hour.
所以我们在一个特定的日子里面，一个特定的形式，在特定的时间来敬拜神。
Because it is so very important for us to show our love and our obedience to God.
因为我们实在需要把我们的爱、我们的顺服显明给神。
To worship God is to acknowledge our loving obedience.
来敬拜神乃是来承认我们对神的爱、我们的顺服。
And therefore, in verse 5 of chapter 6 of the in book of Deuteronomy, it said, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might."
是《生命记》六章五节这边说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
We must love Lord, love God, or we must respond to the God's love with our whole personality.
我们必须爱神，或是我们来反映神的爱，以我们全人来反映。
So that we might glorify our God.
以至于我们可以荣耀我们的神。
To worship God.
我们敬拜神。
To acknowledge His love.
来承认他的爱。
To respond to His love.
对他的爱有所反应。
And also to love Him without any reservation and any hesitation whatsoever.
也毫无保留、毫无迟疑的爱他。
Therefore, to worship is a real good experience.
所以敬拜是一个很美的一个经验。
And we could grow in worship experience.
我们可以在敬拜当中来成长。
I mentioned last night about two brothers who were in worshiping experience.
我们昨天晚上提到两个在敬拜中两个弟兄经验。
One worshipped properly, but one was not.
一个敬拜的很恰当，一个敬拜的不恰当。
One failed in his worship experience.
一个在敬拜中失去他的经验，失败了。
And he was not happy.
一点都不高兴。
He was angry.
他很生气。
He was angry with his brother.
他对弟兄很生气。
Even he killed his brother.
他是把他弟兄弟杀死了。
Could you ever imagine how could this be because of failure in worship experience?
你可以想到那种该隐他在因为敬拜失败、敬拜经验失败以后的那种感觉吗
？If we do not have joy, if we are angry, if we are some kind of a bad mood, the only reason is we failed.In our worship experience.
如果我们在敬拜里面，我们觉得生气，我们不高兴的话，因为我们失败了。
Therefore, we must understand that it's very important for us to know the basic reason of all our failures.
所以必须来知道一些我们所有一些失败的一些基本的原因。
Because we failed in worship experience, we failed everything in our life.
如果我们在敬拜中失败了，我们就在整个生活里面都失败了。
Therefore, I think we must emphasize worship not only individually, not only in family situation, but also in church setting.
所以我们必须强调，不仅是个人的灵修跟家庭的灵修，我们要重视在教会里面一起敬拜。
I believe there are two forms of worship experience.
我相信有两种敬拜的经验。
One is concentrated, the other is distributed.
一种是化整为零，一种是化零为整的。
We should have a concentrated form because we have our individual devotion and our family altar, and then on Sunday, the very day which we should get together with sense of togetherness.With sense of belongingness in the church community, we worship together our God, our Father.
平常我们在家里有没有个人灵修、家庭的崇拜？然后在礼拜天我们化灵为整，在教会一起来敬拜神。
And then we should have a distributed form. It means that we should worship not only in the church, but also in the family setting. Everywhere we should worship God.
那反过来，我们必须化整为零。我们不仅在教会里面敬拜神，我们在任何地方，我们要单独的来敬拜神。
Where is the holy ground?
什么地方是圣地呢
？The church sanctuary, of course, is holy ground.
教会的教堂乃是一个圣地。
And then how about our office, our laboratory, our library, or maybe family room, kitchen?All places are holy ground. Every time when we are doing something, we feel that God is being with us, and we have a sense of His presence.
就是不管我们在任何地方，在我们的公司，在我们的实验室，在家里面，在厨房里面，只要是我们感到神同在的地方，都是一个圣地。
It is an experience of moment by moment living situation.
是一个每一时每一刻我们生活的一个状态。
Only when we try to practice the presence of God, we really sense the greatness.Of His love and the grace and the mercy.
当我们操练神的同在的时候，我们就真是感觉到他的爱、他的同在、他的恩典。
Of course, in our private devotion, we have a very free form. We don't have to be confined in definite form.
当然，在我们个人崇拜里面，我们可以有很自由的形式。
But in the church setting, when we worship, how should we worship God?
当我们在教会里面的时候，我们应该怎么样敬拜神呢
？And please remember that we have a priestly function.
请记得我们有祭司的职分。
When we worship as priests.
我们当我们敬拜的时候，我们是一个祭司来敬拜。
There must be different forms and orders.
所以一定要敬一个一定的一个形式，一个一定的次序。
I do not say that our worship must be very formal to such a degree that we only emphasize on form rather than spirit.
我不是说我们的敬拜要过度的形式化，以至于忽略那个。圣灵的那属灵的这样敬拜。
But somehow I think we Chinese churches are negligent in our worship experience.
好像我们中国基督徒对我们的敬拜经验是很忽略的。
We do not pay much attention in our worship form.
我们不太注意我们敬拜那个仪式。
Because we are from our so-called free church tradition, we are very free even in our worship form.
好像我们是从那种自由的那种教会传统这样过来，我们连我们敬拜的仪式都是很自由的。
We have no patience in the liturgical form of the church because all these are all very outward rituals. It is not spiritual at all.
我们对教会那种敬拜仪式非常不耐心，因为那是不属灵的，我们觉得。
But I really want you to think very carefully. Is this right for us to be very free and informal in our worship experience?
就是我要你好好的思想，我们这样在我们敬拜里面这样过度的自由是对的吗？
Sometimes we lack the sense of reverence because of our so-called freedom.
也是我们缺少那种敬畏的感觉呢，是因此我们所谓的自由。
I do not know whether you really think very carefully and seriously.About the very long discussion in the so-called Torah or Pentateuch, the first five books in the Old Testament.
你有注意到在圣经的前五本书里面对那些很长的一些讨论吗
？Very detailed discussion about worship, worship matters.
对敬拜的细节有很深很长的讨论。
Why does God bother to tell all these calling? This is the pattern on the mount or the on the mountain.
为什么神要花那么多时间来讨论那些细琐那种山上的样式呢
？Because we need something which will help us our religious sentiment in our worship experience.
因为我们需要让我们对我们在敬拜的经验有一些真实的认识。
We have a physical body. We have a physical limitation.
我们有一些物质的身体一个限制。
But we also have physical feeling.
我们有一种物质的感觉。
When we worship God, it could be very abstract and also very vague and not very clear.
我们可能在敬拜神的时候会很抽象，很不清楚。
We need something which is audible, which is visible, and which is tangible, touchable.
我们需要一些事情是我们可见的、可触摸到的。
If we think that forms and symbols are nothing, this is only empty forms, and we are not supposed to get into the formalism. Now, to me, that is a mistake, and this is a sign of immaturity in our spiritual growth.
但是我们却对那些形式、那些记号不感兴趣，我想这是一种表示我们属灵不成熟一个现象。
We think that the only prophetic element is the only
卖了一次没有什么，但其实他们可以帮助我们适当的敬拜神。
Why we should have a choir?
为什么需要诗班呢？
Why even a choir will wear robes? No, this is priestly.
为诗班还要穿丝袍呢？这是我们祭司的职分。
Of course, some church will be against this type of music ministry.
但当然，有些教堂会反对这种音乐的这种侍奉。
How about the Lord's Supper or communion or breaking the bread?
那主餐呢？我们来擘饼敬拜神。
Why we should have a cup? Why we should have a bread? These are all forms, the physical things. Yet we need it.
为什么我们需要一个饼跟杯呢？这是物质东西，但是我们需要它们。
Our Chinese church is not mature enough to understand the liturgical nature of the worship experience.
我们中国的教会不够成熟来了解那种敬拜的那个内容的重要性。
I think we must have a balance in our worship experience.
我希望我们在敬拜里面能够有平衡的一个方式。
We should emphasize both prophetic and priestly function.
我们也同时注重到先知跟祭司的职分。
I was very negative about the matter of liturgical things in the church before.
我以前对我们教会里面那种敬拜仪式非常的反感。
And gradually, when I think very carefully and I try to learn and try to understand, then I find the great importance of priestly experience.
直到我越慢慢思想的时候，越来越感觉到那种祭司的职分的重要性在教会。
You know, in the Old Testament, well, God really helped Israel to worship with priestly emphasis.
甚至在旧约时代里面的话，那些先知们也强调到那种祭司的职分的重要性。
And then you know when the prophetic moment was in flourishing, and then the prophets were very negative toward the priestly function.
你记得当那种先知们的角色在起来的时候，他们就对祭司的职分会比较压下去一点。
Then after the exile, when the temple was destroyed, when the priestly function was no longer in operation, and then the people of Israel realized the importance of temple and worship.It became so important that there should be a very happy combination of both priestly and prophetic.
然后当以色列民被换作以后，他们圣殿被毁以后，那忽然间百姓们他们渐渐认识到那种祭司跟先知应该同时合在一起的重要性。
Therefore, I urge you to read the Old Testament. Only when you read Old Testament as a whole, then you will realize how important the happy combination of both prophetic and priestly functions.
就希望你再好好来读一下旧约，才可以知道一下。祭司跟先知职分怎么样和谐的并在一起
？After the exile, then we can realize that well, there is so-called a priestly prophecy and a prophetic priesthood. That is what we need in our Chinese churches.
就在放逐以后，在以色列里面，他们那种祭司性的先知跟先知式的祭司，那么这两者是我们教会里面所需要，中国教会所需要的。
I believe that is very important for us to learn in our worship experience.
我们在我们的敬拜经验里面需要这样来学习。
Only when we worship together, then we learn how to worship God properly.
让我们一起来学习敬拜的时候，我们才学会怎么样来适当的敬拜神。
And then we turn from the experience of worship to fellowship.
那我们从敬拜进到交通团契里面。
Now what is fellowship? The word fellowship means something in common.
交通什么意思呢？表示我们一些相同的东西。
We are sharing something in common.
我们来分享一些相同的东西。
Koinonia means koine.Koine means common. We have something in common.
那么字的原文的意思呢，是一种有相同的东西的意思。
Therefore, when we read Ephesians chapter 4, you find there are so many things in common. We have so much in common.
就在我们在读以弗所书第四章的时候，我们看见有那么多我们相同的东西。
Now, if you will pay special attention, there's one body and one spirit, just as also we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
在以弗所书提到说，真理只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同一个指望，一主、一信、一喜、一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
I think when we study the Bible, we must have a proper methodology.
但我们在读经的时候，应该一个适当的一个方法。
We should pick up these few words which have been repeating over and over again. They must be for emphatic sake.
我们需要挑出那些一再重复的字，那是一再当然强调一个字眼。
One is the key word.
一是要字。
One. It means we are in oneness. We are one in Christ.
是我们是合一的，我们在基督里面是合一的。
And then you will find that the Father of all, who is over all.And through all and in all is another key word.
那提到我们用提到说，神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。那个众也是一个重要的一个字。
Paul is not talking about individuals. He is talking about the group as a community, as a covenant community.
那这边保不是提到单独一个人，而是要一个团体的一个团体在一起。
All
众
collective sense
一种团体的感觉。
All.
众人
the sense of community
那种团契的感觉
all means the sense of fellowship.
众人也就是那种交通团结的感觉。
No one, no man is an island. We must have relation with others.
没有一个人乃是一个单独的岛屿，我们必须跟其他的人都有关系。
And I believe that from Christian viewpoint perspective, we understand the value of fellowship.
我想我们基督徒都可以了解重视到那种交通团结的重要性价值。
And this collective sense is so very important. Sometimes we do not pay attention to it.
那这种群体的感觉是那样的重要，但有时候我们却忽略了它。
We feel like we individuals are in the presence of God, so we are really only responsible to God alone.
我们以为我们个人在神面前，我们只要向他负责任就好，只要有反应就好。
But actually, we are responsible.Religiously and morally, religiously to God and morally to fellow men.
事实上，我们在宗教上我们要对神负责，在道路上我们对我们同胞负责。
And this is exactly what is the meaning of fellowship.
而这也是那种所谓交通团契的真实意义。
And this is what we should pay special attention to that.
就是我们需要花特别的注意在这里。
We must have a sense of community.
我们必须那种团体的感觉。
Because we are in one body, we are members.
我们是一个身体的各个部分。
We are not self-sufficient individually. We can only be sufficient with one another.
我们单独一个人本身的时候，我们不能够足够，是不足够的。只有当我们跟别人在一起的时候，才足够的。
And God blesses Israel as a nation, and God blesses the churches as a group, and God blesses us as a family. And please remember, God blesses us collectively.
神祝以色列这个国家，神祝我们教会这个群体，神祝我们这个整个的家庭，神是整体的祝福我们的。
If you study the Old Testament very carefully, then you realize how important the collectivism is.
如果你仔细读旧约的话，你看到那种群体是何等的重要。
And this is what tells us how we should be loyal to God in the sense that we should be loyal to our church, because church as the community of faith.
就我们看见，我们当如何向神忠诚，为同样如何向我们的教会来忠诚。
We do not have this sense of loyalty to the church because we feel, oh, whatever will be all right. Sometimes I come to this church, another time I can go to other church because there's no sense of loyalty whatsoever to the group. But it should be because we must cultivate the sense of all collective sense.
通常我们对教会缺少那种忠诚的感觉，我们觉得我们来不来都无所谓，我们到哪个教会去随便换的话都没有关系。
But we must have a sense of loyalty, even loyalty to the church, because church as the body of Christ.
对，我们必须对教会忠诚，因为教会呢是基督的身体。
Please remember that we are the integral part of the organic whole. The church is organism, not an organization. If we realize that, we understand how we should integrate ourselves into the church life.This is one of the most important things which we should pay attention to.
就我们记得我们的教会呢是一个有机体，不是一个组织，是一个有机的整体。我们必须把我们自己变成那个教会的一部分，需要特别的注意力。
And I hope that we must understand that, well, this kind of loyalty we are lacking and we must reconsider it.
我们必须承认我们在这方面那种忠诚的缺乏，我们必须重新来思考我们当如何对教会忠诚。
It does not necessarily say that we...Individually are lost in group. We are not lost in group.
我并不是我们个人要失落在团体的里面，我们并不失落的。
Because every individual still will have his or her individuality in the sight of God.
因为我想，我们每一个人在神的眼前仍然是一个单独的个人。
Verse 7. But to each one of us, to each one of us, not as a group, but to each one of us, grace was given.According to the measure of Christ's gift.
以弗所书4章7节那边说，我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
All and then each one.
先是众人，然后是个人。
Oneness and then to individual different diversity.
先是合一的，然后才是分离的。
And then this will really tells us the meaning of unity.
那这正是告诉我们那种合一的那种重要性。
I believe that is what Paul is trying.To explain this whole teaching.
因为这是保罗要跟我们教导的功课。
Unity of the Spirit.
在圣灵里面的合一。
Because there's only one body and only one Spirit.
因为只有一个身体，一个圣灵。
And we get to have a unity.
我们必须一定要合一性。
Now, what do you mean by unity?
合一是什么意思呢？
Unity is not uniformity.
合一不是一致的。
Unity is in diversity, diversity in unity, and unity in diversity.
那分别跟合一是这样混合在一起的。
I think this is very interesting because in Matthew chapter 18, when Jesus said, if two of you will really pray in one accord, then God will answer our prayer.
我们记得马太福音十八章，神说，耶稣说，如果有两个人同心合意祷告的话，神就听你们祷告。
In one accord, no, in Greek word is the word symphony. You understand what symphony is?
那英文那个同心合意是呢，是像一个交响乐一样的意思。
You understand the symphony? You have a different instrument. You have a different way of praying.
那交响乐团里面的话，我们知道有不同的乐器，不同的声音出来。
When they tried the sound in each instrument, it was a really noise. But once the conductor raised the he tried to conduct, then there would be very beautiful and harmonious music.
那当那个交响乐团各个单位他们自己在唱在练习的时候，是很多的噪音。那当指挥棒一拿起来的时候，就变成一个和谐的声音出来。
We are all different.
我们都不一样。
We cannot expect others to be completely same with us.
我们不能够期待别人跟我们完全的相同。
But this is exactly the meaning of unity, because unity is not uniformity.
这就是合一的意思，因为合一不是完全一致单调的意思。
Unity in diversity and diversity in unity.
那合一跟分离是合在一起的。
And unity is not what we worked out, but rather given by the Holy Spirit, but we should keep the unity in the Spirit.
那么合一不是我们做出来的，乃是已经圣灵给我们要保留保守的。
Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
要用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐
的。Being diligent, it means being diligent in our discipline of unity.
要竭力，是我们要竭力来保守我们的合一。
Fellowship is a discipline of fellowship.
交通呢是一种操练。
We must try to learn.
我们必须来学习。
I believe in Ephesians chapter 4 and Philippians chapter 2 all emphasize very much the importance of humbleness and humility.
我想在以弗所书四章跟腓立比书二章都很强调那种谦卑的重要性。
And Jesus Christ is the very example which we could follow.
耶稣乃是一个最好的一个榜样，我们可以学习的。
Our fellowship in our church is not proper because our fellowship is rather social than spiritual.
我们教会的那种交通有些不太恰当的，是因为我们太过于强调那种社交性的交通，而不是属灵的交通。
We have only social fellowship. We do not have a spiritual fellowship.
我们经常社交性的交通，却没有属灵的交通。
You know why? Because we do not have a very close relationship with God.
那是因为我们没有先跟神有亲密的关系。
We do not have a very good and close spiritual union with God.
我们没有先跟神有一个很好的交通。
If you will read very carefully, study the book of First John. So of course we do not have time. But in the book of First John, then you will find the whole epistle emphasizing the importance of fellowship.
如果你有空，你好好读约翰一书的话，你看见整本是在强调那种交通的重要性。
The fellowship of life.
生活的交通
because we share one common life.
因为我们同有一个生活
the fellowship of life because we are enlightened by God.
因为我们被神所启示，我们有一个相同的一个交通
this is the fellowship of love because we are in the common love of God. God loves us and we should love God as well.
这是一个爱的交通，因为神爱我们，要爱神
this is the fellowship of joy because we really enjoy the presence of God in our fellowship experience.
这是一个喜乐的交通，因为我们是在享受神跟我们同在的
but there are many, many problems in fellowship.
那交通里面却有很多
I wish I had the time to discuss with you about the problems of a fellowship.
差不多我有时间可以跟你们讨论到一些交通的一些问题。
But just to try to make long sentence short or long statement short, I must say that the problem of fellowship is what? Self-centered.
那简单的说，交通的主要问题呢是以自我为中心。
Self-centeredness.
以自我为中心。
We are so centered in ourselves.
我们太那样的看到自己。
We are so proud because we have achieved something. I think that I am able. I am so able that I am self-sufficient.
我们是那个骄傲，因为我们觉得我们自己有所成就，我们能够做什么事情，我们实在是足够了。
And we are full of jealousy. If someone is smarter than I, or he has more achievement in the academic world or professional world, then I have a sense of jealousy.
我们自己有一种骄嫉妒的感觉。当我们别人比我们更好，别人比我们更有成就的时候，就嫉妒。
Self is the center. No, that is the greatest obstacle for our fellowship experience.
以自我为中心呢，是我们有交通的一个最大拦阻。
We must be Christ-centered.
我们必须以基督为中心
，not self-centered.
而不是以自己为中心。
Therefore, Jesus told his disciples and tells us now.
所以耶稣对他的门徒也对我们这样说
：Deny yourself.
要否认你自己。
And take up your cross and follow.Christ daily.
要每天背起十字架来跟随基督。
Deny yourself, deny ourselves.
要舍弃我们自己。
Don't be self-centered.
不要以自己为中心。
If you are self-centered, you get to be proud and you get to be jealous, and there's no true fellowship whatsoever.
如果你自我中心的话，你就是那样的骄傲，那样的嫉妒，就没有真正的交通。
The true spiritual fellowship is Christ-centered.
真正属灵的交通乃是以基督为中心的。
There's no possibility of true fellowship unless and until we really centered in Christ, so that we might have a sense of a glory in Christ.
就当我们真正以基督为中心的时候，我们才会真正的交通，才能够真正的荣耀神。
If we are boasting, we only boast in Christ because Christ is the only center in our life.
如果我们有什么可夸呢？是夸我们的主耶稣基督，因为他是我们生活的中心。
We do not have time, but I want to continue this evening.
晚上我们还要继续下去。
I want to mention threefold discipline in our fellowship experience.
而且我们在我们交通的经验里面三方面的重要性。
One is the discipline of simplicity.
一种是一种单纯的操练。
We must be simple in our faith. We must be simple in our lifestyle.
在我们的生活形态要单纯。
Second, I want to mention the discipline of confession. We must confess each other so that we must open to each other, not have our defense mechanism try to defend ourselves.
然后其实那种认罪的操练，我们必须彼此认罪，不要来防卫自己，向彼此公开。
Number three is the discipline of love.
那是爱的操练。
And we must love God and love one another. How could we love? This is the question.
我们需要爱神来彼此相爱，我们怎么样来爱人，这是一个问题。
Only when we emphasize these threefold discipline, then we understand how we can have fellowship properly.
就当我们明白这三重的操练的时候，我们才会明白真正的教堂的意思。
So again, I should mention, let us worship God.
所以让我们再次提到，我们来敬拜
神。In spirit and in truth.
在这灵与诚实里面敬拜神。
Because we know how we should worship God.
因为我们知道我们应该怎么样敬拜神。
Individually.
个别敬拜。
Family,
家庭的敬拜,
and the church situation,
以及教会光景的敬拜,
because worship is the most important, not part of the most important thing in our life.
在我们生活里面敬拜是这个最重要的一个事情。
We must put the first thing first.
我们必须把一个第一的事情摆在第一位。
Only when we have a good and a true and a genuine worship, then we could have good fellowship one with another.
就当我们有一个真实的敬拜以后，我们才能够彼此有一个真实的交通。
Therefore.Fellowship must be based on our worship experience.
所以交通必须是以敬拜为基础。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。主，我们再次低头在你面前，我们向你献上赞美跟感谢，因为我们看见我们信仰生活的每一个层面，我们教会生活的每一个层面。都有那样丰盛的意义。我们想要敬拜是那最深、最长、最高、最美的是一个侍奉，要持续到一生永远之久。所以我们恳求你来复兴我们，复兴我们教会敬拜的生活，复兴我们家庭敬拜的生活，也复兴我们个人敬拜的生活。主，叫我们真是学习会敬拜，以致我们透过一个好的敬拜以后，我们才能够在弟兄姐妹里面有好的交通。所以我们恳求你，因为你话语留在我们心里面，一点都不突然还回。主，改变我们，改变我们，我们恳求你。谢谢耶稣基督，奉你的名祷告。